20 beers today. That's how many I had when I tried to plug the television into that dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
It sure doesn't feel like February. Today, partly sunny, warm and humid. High temperature today in the lower 80s. The record high is 85 set last year. There could be some widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms around, but the chances are small. Tonight's low 65. Tomorrow, very warm, breezy. The record high is 83. We could tie it or break it. Risk of an afternoon shower or storm, but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms as we get into Saturday evening, Saturday night. And maybe some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your location. Then Sunday, better weather, especially by afternoon. Sunshine with a high in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know whose birthday is today, or it would have been his birthday today?
Who?
The Crocodile Hunter.
I wanted to talk about the Crocodile Hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The Crocodile Hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. You know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. So the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the All Request Friday edition of Happy Hour on this time on 3.1 FM WAC.
This is so stupid.
When you can't do your own colors, it's stupid or some other problem.
Yeah. And here they are.
They being Greg Gino, Joey Clark, and Rosie is with us.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I was going to do the arrest of Patriots owner Bob Kraft, known Trump supporter, who's been charged with soliciting prostitution. You own an NFL team. You've got pretty much unlimited net worth. Why do you have to pay for it? And supposedly, he's not even the biggest name involved in this. Prominent members of society, is the quote, are also going to be implicated in this ring that was going on.
Well, you know what they say. Everything hidden will be revealed.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
Also, but the really electrifying story today, that was going to be it, is the market. The Dow closed over 26,000. And why is that significant, you ask?
Why?
Okay, thank you.
Because you wanted to?
No. It's like Brent says, it's an arbitrary number. Number is a number. But let's remember all the shrieking and hysteria from our friends on the left. I think it was December 22nd, thereabouts. The Dow had slipped below 22,000 briefly, finished it just over it. That was 2 months ago today. The Dow has now recovered all 4,000 points plus of that correction in 2 months, not years, 2 months. And the more good news that comes out of agreements with China getting close and stuff, the better it's going to get.
That is good news.
Even in the face of all the negativity. Despite.
Well, was it you guys that were discussing some of the polling data today? There's some new polling data that indicates his popularity is growing with women. Women want the wall built. In the face of 99% negative media hysteria, fake news, and all the rest of it, he continues to prevail. I find that remarkable. There's never been such a concerted effort to unseat a president within the structure of government and with the power of the media. Now, I heard the Mueller report is not coming out next week. Now, I don't know why that is.
Because Trump will be in Vietnam meeting with Kim Jong-un. Probably not wise to bring up domestic crap in the middle of that summit.
Does that say that there's something in there that could be an issue?
No, just have all sorts of people talking about it. And it's a distraction.
You mean he's out there trying to bring peace with a deranged lunatic leader on the other side of the planet? We can't do that. I love what he said in the press conference today about the enormous trade imbalance with China. And he says, I don't blame them. I blame our leadership. We've had very poor leadership in looking out for America's best interests, and he's right.
In many cases, we have what we allow.
Need some wood?
Yeah, we'll get it from China. We'll just add to the trade imbalance. That goes back a long way. It's not just Obama, but Bush and Clinton and others. It's like, I've just let this country get bent over. And all this president's trying to do is balance the scales a little bit. You know, just because we're a wealthy, powerful nation doesn't mean we have to sacrifice it for countries that can't get their stuff together, right? Why should we pay for that? It's not our fault. Nor should we be the doormat for the refugees from those places. Of course, who doesn't want to live here? The only people that don't want to live in the United States of America are the effing democratic socialists. They're the ones that hate this country. That's it. That's all I got. I'm done. I have nothing left.
You're not feeling well today, are you?
No. As a matter of fact, I was going to... It was a little bit late. It would have been pretty unfair, but at 1:40, I had a mild temperature.
Mm-hmm. I
feel like crap. So I called to say... we have to do some changes if I'm not going to be here, but nobody was here to do them. So I said, well, I'll drag it in and I'll last as long as I can.
Now, when you get sick, how do you usually take it? Do you look for, like, support? Do you become very, like, oh, take care of me? Or in my case, I become very misanthropic. Like, I hope an asteroid hits the Earth. Like, I hope everybody goes down with me.
It's a little dramatic, isn't it?
Oh, of course it is.
Well, not me. Some would think...
Well, Greg's never dramatic.
Those that really don't know me, they would think that when I have sickness or pain that I become needy. So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm...
See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't. Refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walking, I don't want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No.
If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately, is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh.
For the push.
And did that help? No?
No.
Oh, poor little.
Oh, hey, that's what I'm putting right there. Creams and salves.
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two old goats.
Pet my head.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are
We're
you?
We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait. That's, yeah.
Jay, I need
that's
you
what
to.
I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my brother, my younger brother, was in the Marine Corps. And with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet. And he told me the advice that he got to take care of it. And just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle. And, you know, the styrofoam plates, disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up, That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. That's an evil laugh.
You have to admit.
Sounds like we already have something for our best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Now, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
Sorry, Greg. That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
When we were going back to coast to coast.
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless. Todd, that was great.
Do call us again in 2016.
And the delivery was so perfect. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe it would be a better show if I left and went to the ER and Todd came in and finished it with you.
Maybe next time you're on vacation, we can get in touch with Todd and have him just come on in.
Maybe he'll... So now you understand.
Oh, yes, yes.
See, I just don't feel good enough to care whether that humiliates me or not. Lou?
Greg, I have just the cure for you, and I know where you can get it.
Huh?
Matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball soup.
You can get it Sunday morning at the Jewish Food Festival.
Is that happening this weekend?
At
yes.
Temple Beth Or, Narrow Lane Road. Yeah, 9 a.m., 9 to 2. You got to get there and get some of that matzo ball soup. That will, it'll cure you of any ailment that you've got.
Yeah, no, I've been told that by people over the years that matzo ball soup has healing powers.
Yeah, a lot, believe me.
So how does the Jewish Food Festival work? Do people drive and park and get their food, or do you have a drive up, or what?
Yeah, well, you know, you drive and park. The parking lot for the temple is filled up. We have shuttles running from the Huntington College parking lot next to the tennis courts. So there'll be plenty of parking. It starts at 9 o'clock. You know, it's not just the food festival. It's the treasure mart, but all sorts of great stuff that we'll be selling. So, you know, it's going to be great. Great every year. We have all these terrific food items. You know, the stuffed cabbage, the latkes, which I know you like.
Oh, yeah.
The potato noodle, which is called kugel, and the bakery items.
Yes, like, don't forget the desserts, Lou.
Just incredible strudel and mandelbread. And, oh, yeah, I know you like challah bread. They'll have a bunch of homemade challah bread. So,
challah bread is really great for French toast. If you like
French
really
toast.
Thick
yeah.
French toast, it's so
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so Temple Beth Or is across from the Montgomery Country Club.
By the way, this is still the month that you and your lovely bride are on the cover of Boom, right?
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Well,
yay.
I'm assuming you didn't tell me because you wanted me to be surprised, and I was. I went to... Chappies yes. on the first day of the month with Rich for breakfast, and I said, oh my God, look who's on the cover this month. It was you.
Yeah, cool. I wanted you to be surprised.
I was. Very happily so, too.
The only downside was I didn't get a chance to see the expression on your face when you saw that. But oh well. I just imagined it.
It sounded something like this.
Oh, what a
So, there you go. Lou, I appreciate the call.
Right.
Good luck with the festival.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. And get well, and hi to Rosie.
Oh,
hey.
Rosie's great. I'm glad Chad called early today.
Did I hear a request for French toast? I think you ought to play French toast.
We have the song Toast. We don't have one called French Toast.
Yeah, Toast, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry you're feeling bad, man. I will tell you, have you had the flu test yet?
Rosie looked horrified. That was totally involuntary.
Joey.
I'm not.
Well, my little one went in for her annual checkup last week, right? And she had what you had, kind of a little fever, but, you know, a little tired, worn out and everything. They did a flu test on her, and heck if she didn't have the flu, you know? So it was kind of a weird flu, though, because it wasn't the kind that really knocks you on your Easter or makes you throw up or anything, but you just don't feel quite right.
If I wasn't sitting in a chair, I'd be on my keister right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have a keister belt on?
No.
Well,
we may strap him in any moment, though.
Joey on one side and Rosie on the other to keep me proper.
So I've started a GoFundMe campaign for Jussie Smollett since he's lost his gig at Empire.
Yeah, I'm so glad they did that. That would have been... They were very split. There was a lot of chaos on the set. A lot of people were pissed at him, and a lot of people, oh, well, he's still innocent. Come on.
Yeah, well, they didn't have any problem kicking Rosie off the TV from Fox when she screwed up. Right?
Yeah, how about that? There's a double standard, you know.
What this guy did was more racist than anything Rosie could have said.
Absolutely, and I understand that there is still the chance for a charge on mail fraud, which is, you know. So
jurisdiction is looking at it.
That threatening letter he sent to himself. That's.
I've set the GoFundMe amount. It's $200,000 because he had two episodes to go, and the poor guy was only working for 100. You know, so I don't know how you make a list with $100,000 per episode.
Food stamps, Medicaid.
I wouldn't do it. Hey, I wouldn't do it for less than $125,000 for sure.
Yeah. Another oppressed member of our society just scraping by.
But I will say this. I was so glad to see an African-American police chief and an African-American judge call it for what it was.
Yes.
So I'm very proud of them. And that just goes to show you that in America, there are still decent people in there of all colors who will call a liar a liar.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
It's nonsense of... taking sides because of that's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're supposed to be past that point. Chad, I got to run. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I'll feel better.
Thanks. All right, we'll get back to more calls in just a minute. If you have a property, whether it's residential or you own a business or commercial or industrial property, and you're looking for somebody to maintain it who will do a great job on a very cost-efficient basis, let me recommend John Cato. You know John. You've seen him over at Baumhauer's. Hardworking guy, J&S Professional Lawn Service, can do everything from sculpt the bushes and hedges, get the grass looking great, get it edged, and get the debris out of the way. So, because that's the first thing people see when they come to a business or any type of property is the landscaping. And he'll make sure that the first impression is a lasting and good one. 202-8760. Call him for a free estimate. 202-8760 for J&S Professional Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
We're rolling right on through the 3 o'clock hour. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a busy boulevard this afternoon. It is crowded, especially around the I-65 exit by the truck stop. A lot of traffic in that area. You'll also see a big traffic jam between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. It's busy at Vaughan Road, I-85, Atlanta Highway, and at the Wetumpka Highway as well. On I-85, we have an accident at the 22-mile marker. That's at Shorter, right by Victoryland. So look out if you're coming into Montgomery that way. It's already backing up to the Tallahassee exit. Inside the city, no problems on 85 or 465. You got a speed limit ride this afternoon. We're about to wrap up the school zone, so be careful out there and watch out for the kids. Keeping your pets safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's grab a couple of calls. What happened to William? Oh, he is still here. So, who, Gary dropped off? William B.
What's going on, Greg?
Let's see. I received a package when I came in today.
Yeah.
And look what, let's take a look. I haven't opened it yet. Let's see what's inside the bag. Why, it's a Kid Connection Doctor playset.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was going to ask you if you ever did something you thought was funny at the time and then thought about it later and thought, eh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
It's got a tongue depressor, a reflex hammer. And what's this trimy? Oh, it's a heart thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The flashes.
Yeah, it's got the heartbeat sound, and it comes with a preset 101 temperature on the thermometer. So,
Wow. No.
Well, I'll try this on Rosie during the next break.
I'll, if you like, I can use that hammer to check your reflexes. If you trust me.
I didn't know if you received that yet or not. I was going to apologize because I thought about that. Yeah, nah, he's got a sense of humor.
No, this is hilarious. Are you kidding? I love this. I'm going to keep it here over the because I want to have Rich and Jay and Emily to play with on Monday morning. It's doctor time.
Actually, the way it was getting on Emily's nerves about you, let's see, what she said, sucking on a thermometer, that's why I bought that.
Yeah, I thought she was going to go all Susan on you.
Yeah,
yesterday.
That was my feeble attempt at humor and kind
of. It was funny. I loved it. I appreciate it too. Because it tells me deep down you really care.
I thought about it later and I thought, you really don't feel good.
It was great.
Well, I thought it was funny when I brought it by there anyway. So.
It was. Trust me, it was. No apologies. I loved it.
All right.
You made me smile.
Well, good. That's what it was meant to do.
All righty. Hey, and it's better than... I don't want to say that. It's amazing what a positive influence Rosie can be on the content of this show.
It is.
Yes, it is.
You know, we were talking a little
I'm amazed.
About the Jewish Food Festival this weekend and the healing power of the matzo balls, and that brought back another moment.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, Harkin and Chinik with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place, okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that... I exaggerate not, friends, on that. The fabulous Fountain Diner, no longer open for business, by the way.
Oh, no.
I don't know what they got going on there now.
Probably too many blue packets missing.
Right.
Well, you know, I did notice something. When I'm out to eat, you almost have to ask for anything to be brought to the table that normally most restaurants would leave out. And trust that people aren't going to be shoving a squeezed bottle of Heinz ketchup into their pants.
Yeah, it's like we're bleeding money from inventory. What's going on here?
That's it. I mean, that's you have no idea the extent that goes on. You know, it's hard to make a profit when people are walking out with your your silver and your plates and your ketchup and the salt and pepper shakers.
And your blue packets.
So there you go. Is this the most important thing happening in the news today? Probably not.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's. I digress. Okay, so Chad wanted toast, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have any other requests pending?
No. I mean, I can think of a few. If you like.
I think some George Carlin is in order this afternoon.
Amen, Rosie.
Which one?
Expressions.
Expression. That was my thought, too. We're on the same wavelength.
Got it. Rosie, I'm so glad you're here, but I have to say, and we'd have a seat for him if he showed up. I really miss...
Alan! No, he's sucked into that bourgeois life, working his butt off.
For
material stuff he can't take with him.
For bigger hamsters for fun-sized Jane.
Right. I mean, what is he trying to do, live a high-quality life?
Pay his house payment. Pay the utilities.
Such a consumerist culture.
Bourgeois. That's a great word.
Bourgeois. It's too bad it's so...
We have way too many choices in this culture, Greg.
Yeah.
We do.
Hey, R. Kelly charged with 18 counts of criminal sex abuse. Do you think they'll finally convict the son of a bitch? Pardon me, this guy this time? Probably not. It's unbelievable.
Well, and here's how I think. Like, I saw this story, and I'm looking at it now from USA Today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope they catch him. I share your sentiment. When I saw the Robert Kraft thing, I'm like, really? It is against the law, no doubt. But I'm like, man, that just seems like a waste of time and money for the police to be doing that.
I think the whole... I mean, I've told... talked
for him to be doing it.
Well, it is morally wrong, but there's a difference between what should be illegal and what should be socially.
And it took a therapist to help me figure it out that the reason I worked so hard to become famous and make money wasn't because I necessarily had the talent to execute that plan. He said, you were very determined. Because you knew that would be the only way that you would feel comfortable attracting women. You'd have to have all of this stuff going on, all this distraction, I think was the word he used.
Yeah, you weren't a gigolo.
And then, of course, once you get there, and I say this at the risk of sounding arrogant or conceited, but I was a star in Florida. I'm far greater than I ever thought I'd be. I just wanted to be a top-notch morning host, but it went way beyond that. Then what you find out is then you're not sure if they're with you because you have all this glitter around you and doors open for you and all this other crap that goes with it, or if they just really like you.
Ah, the baggage of fame.
That's why I love it here. It's just right. Fame is being known or recognized is nothing more than an opportunity to say thank you for the great life I enjoyed today.
Yeah.
Here's Bolt.
Well, Greg, I really like you, and I have for several years.
Appreciate that, Bo.
And I just have a request. Well, first of all, good afternoon, everybody, and I was just going to see if I could get some shaving cream thrown in there today.
Of course you can.
Hey, Bo.
Awesome. Hey, Rosie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Joey.
Hi,
O'Doyle Bo. Rules.
O'Doyle Rules.
What is this,
y'all have a good
crap?
No. We told you this last Friday.
That was a week ago. O'Doyle Rules what?
It's from Billy Madison and Norm MacDonald's in that movie, and you'd love it if you watched. Just stupid fun.
Oh, of course. That's right.
We're just reliving our lives here today.
His brain's a little foggy, Bo.
That's like watching Gone with the Wind and forgetting who Scarlett O'Hara is. All right, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
All right, and Sam.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Oh, well, first off, I missed the days of the Arby's sauce bottles in the restaurant.
Yes,
I
had a taste for that a few weeks ago, and they don't let you can't buy. I said, why don't you do that? Sell the bottled sauce. I'd take two or three. They'll do that. So you know what I had to do? I had to order a soft drink. So they give me a cup to go make your soda. Instead, I went to the thing and I'm pumping that thing up and down and up and down, and I'm filling the cup with the delicious red goodness.
My hat's off to you. That's pretty smart. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you somebody I know that likes you. My dear sweet mother, I was visiting with her yesterday, and I think she's got a little crush on you, Greg.
Oh.
Something about this Florida man, Mystique. And,
Greg does have a way with the mothers. Watch out, Sam.
Yeah, man. You know, I told her you weren't PCB man. You weren't one of these redneck Riviera guys. And she's in love. Huh?
That is high praise indeed.
I am honored.
Yeah.
And give your mother a big kiss for me, okay?
Oh, Lord. listen, thank you very much. Y'all have a great GBYN lady. Could
oh,
y'all
sure.
please, yeah, man, dynamite. I'll talk to y'all later.
Absolutely.
You look like you're already feeling better. You know what you should do? You should take your temperature.
Oh.
I don't know if I even have a thermometer on me.
Really? After everything we went through yesterday.
Look in William B.'s kit there.
Well, there is one. But
it's all over. It's...
This is for kids age
it's
2 plus.
It's 101. It'll automatically be 101, is what he said.
Oh, no.
Set includes stethoscope with heartbeat sounds, light-up thermometer, reflex hammer, medical clinic home badge, bandage. Well, yeah, I got a picture of the goose. She got one of these when she was, before it was a little more sophisticated. And the picture, when we did our favorite Christmas memories with CBS 8 on the morning show, the picture they showed was her.
I love that picture.
Checking my heartbeat. My little baby girl's going to close on her house in a couple of weeks. I'm so proud of her.
You'll have to go down and christen it.
Yes.
With your presents.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do that. If I can surprise, I got to work that out with her mom. So there may be that day may come.
Okay. Yeah. I'm ready for most anything. And you know, Greg, Rosie and I, most of the audience, we're really sorry you're going through this today. Must be tough.
We don't like it when you don't feel good.
Right.
I don't like it when I don't feel good. Wait a minute. I just felt something hard in my lower pocket.
Lower pocket.
A cough drop.
Oh, it's a vape.
Well, that'll help with the congestion.
Have some cough drops.
No, I don't need those.
Coffee?
I've got some over here.
Ovaltine?
Goodness.
I am Paul Bruchel.
Thanks for that, Joey.
You're welcome.
Let's grab this call from East before we hit the news and weather buttons. East?
Hey, good afternoon, Joey, Rosie. Good to talk to you guys.
Indeed.
Look, Greg, you know I love you because I brought you a Burger King name tag with your name on it.
Yeah.
Here a few years ago. And, boy, you know, it was a little tenuous there for a while. We were waiting for the ratings to come through. But it looks like they decided to keep you around. So, I don't guess you're going to be busting my table at Burger King anytime soon, huh?
I think we could put that to bed. You know, that it's 14 years now. I just got extended for 5 years. So I'm either going to fill it out or I'm going to die. So
no.
I don't think I have to worry about the damn ratings.
They're you will live
anyway.
Not die.
This show obliterated the competition.
Yeah, Rosie, every time he starts talking like this, I keep asking him if I can have his sixth album with his name on it. So I can put it on my wall and say I know this guy from Florida.
Nope. He's going to live and not die.
There you go. There you go. I want to be around.
That's
I
a Paul McCartney song, isn't it? Live and not die.
Live and let live.
It needs to be. All right. You guys have a great afternoon. Play me some comedy.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I wonder what Rich Thomas is up to.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Cruising for chicks, huh, Rich? We'll get the forecast update from him in just a moment. We had to put the air. It was. What's the current temperature? See if you can get that real quick. My car thermometer.
It was hot when I came in.
My car thermometer said 87 when I pulled up, and it's pretty accurate. Oh, yoga pants for 84. Okay.
86.
86. I wonder if that's a record.
Gotta be close.
Watch my hey, youth. Want to see the older generation work with a smartphone?
Yes, I usually find it quite entertaining. Indeed, entertaining.
Yes.
Like text a... Rich Thomas. I can't hear anything.
She doesn't recognize your voice with its nasally tone.
You're not disappointing at all, Greg. This is very entertaining.
Don't you wish they could see his facial expressions?
Right, he called his shot, and man, he swung for the fences.
Speaking of baseball, spring training today, man. Yeah. The games have started. The long 144-day wait from the end of the World Series to spring training is over.
It's not about the runs. It's about knocking that rust off.
And where's Bryce Harper going to sign?
Oh, I think he should hold out. I mean, we can keep asking the question.
Season's going to start soon. How long should he hold out?
Well, the more people, that guy, he's probably got his own personal regimentation. Like, I mean, there's no rust.
I'm sure he does.
No rust whatsoever. And the more people keep asking what's going to happen, the more I think he can get a nice chunk of change.
Oh, here's bad news.
Oh, no.
Clayton Kershaw is having early arm issues with the Dodgers. I don't think the Dodgers did enough over the winter, Joey, to make it back to the World Series. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes you try to rehab it too fast, and, you get ahead of yourself.
The White Sox signed Irvin Santana.
Irvin Santana? He's a...
Irvin, not Irving.
Oh, Santana. Wicked player on the guitar.
Yeah, and a right-handed pitcher, too, to boot.
Oh, really?
But he's not making records.
The guy took LSD?
No, not that guy, no. He's got a good fastball and slider.
You sound like my cat.
Does this fastball have a little movement on it so it can kind of confuse the batter that maybe he's throwing the
drops
slider?
Drops off the plate at the last minute.
Oh, that's how it's
looks
done.
Like it's going to be here, and they swing here, and then it drops to there.
And that's, I mean, you got to fool them.
At 342. Anyway... Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how anybody could be comfortable today and not have the AC going. By the way, what is it doing in here? 70? What are you and Dan taking blood thinners or something? That it's there's no AC in
he
here?
He was wearing shorts, and I have low body fat.
And a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm hot. It's not a fever. You're trying to kill me. Boil me alive in the studio.
Oh, you're on to me then.
We're kind of morphing back into that season, like from mid-February to actually mid-April, where you can be using the AC in the afternoon and the furnace in the morning. The best way to protect yourself, that's a very stressful time for your central AC unit, is to team up with Clark's, get a membership, have them come out, tune your system. You get that twice a year. They leave behind a system that's running efficiently. If it needs a repair that will prevent full systemic meltdown and replacement, you get that at a discount on parts and labor and urgent care service. I'll use this example again. Mommy the Swami, not because it's Mommy the Swami. 4 o'clock, hot summer day last September, AC goes out. House quickly gets hot. Call 277-2125. By 5 o'clock, Clark's had that place back to cool again in less than an hour. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. At 344.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our much above normal temperatures continue for at least another day. For tonight, some widely scattered showers or thunderstorms are possible. Overnight low temperature in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, very warm for February. I think the high temperature will be around 83. And by the way, that would tie the record for tomorrow. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms. We're looking at a possibility of a severe weather situation, too. Our weather app will keep you on top of any watches or warnings for your area. Then cooler 66 for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business. The industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-619-0725 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-619-0725 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-619-0725. That's 800-619-0725. 800-619-0725.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast!
I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast.
Yeah, toast!
Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side, and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light, and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast.
Yeah, toast! Ah, toast!
When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast.
Yeah, toast! Oh,
oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie, baguette, bonsoir.
French toast! French toast!
On request happy hour on Friday, your mobile, 272-928.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
That was for Bo Holt this afternoon. It's All Request Friday on Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I was just looking at the polling information for Trump supporters that want some good news. Suburban women, many of whom were Obama supporters not that long ago, not only are supporting Trump, but are squarely behind the building of the wall.
Yes.
This is Zogby Analytics. And there's other good news in there. He's gaining support among blacks and Hispanics, although I hate the notion that Hispanics should fall under one ethnic heading, because that's just wrong. There are so many different groups.
Absolutely.
And they all have very different cultures, and some have very different approaches to food. Mexico, for example.
Yes.
Speaking of great Mexican food, we have Alexia from El Jalisco on the phone with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I could use something that would pick me up this afternoon. What would you recommend?
Today is National Margarita Day, so we're going to have margaritas for $3, the lime margaritas, all day for $3.
Wow.
You guys come and get your margarita to celebrate National Margarita Day. We have... We also have the Friday specials, the cheesesteak burrito for $7.99, the nachos Jalisco for $7.99, mm-hmm. and the shrimp adobe for $10.99.
The shrimp
and
adobe.
We're
going
to have the beers on special from 3 to 7 as normal. Michelob Ultra and Bud Light $2.99 from 3 to 7. But the margaritas will be on sale for $3.
All day.
All day.
That's great news for margarita fans. Nibble on some sponge cake and then head it over to, we'll just call it Margaritaville for today in honor of the holiday. El Jalisco. And I promise you'll get great attentive service from people like Alexia, who work very hard to make sure that you're not waiting on food or beverage. Very attentive service.
Yes.
You'll want to tip generously. And you can, because the pricing at El Jalisco, somebody called us about this yesterday after we talked about them and said they were just stunned that you could get that much food that tasted that good for such an incredible price. So celebrate Margarita Day at El Jalisco. You'll find them in front of the Burlington Coat Factory, across from the Krispy Kreme Donut Factory, on Atlanta Highway. And you're up until 10 o'clock on Friday night?
Yes.
Okay, so and the margarita specials continue until closing tonight instead of
ending
at normal happy hour. So thank you, Alexia.
Thank you so much.
And tell Monica I can see your dimples from here.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you learning from those kind of moments?
Sure. I'm learning. I'm learning a lot of things, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. He's learning all right.
Uh-huh.
It is 3:56. Anybody got plans to watch the Oscars?
No.
Are the Oscars Sunday night?
Yeah.
No, I'll probably be at the WWE Road to WrestleMania event here in Montgomery.
Yes, here. I
heard. At Garrett Coliseum, yeah.
You have money for tickets for this silliness?
Yeah, it's not that expensive. I mean, if I wanted to be ringside, that'd be like $100
a ticket. What's a ticket for this?
Like $15.
It's your life.
You still pay for cable? You like in that Smithsonian Channel Boomer package?
Boomer.
357. A News Talk 93.1.
That grin is mischievous.
Well, I hate to bring your generation into this, but it shows.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I can't believe he said that, Greg.
If you work really hard and you keep building your income,
right,
you'll once again be able to afford cable and be able to enjoy watching Smithsonian Channel and learn something.
Oh, Rosie, you can't take my comments out of context, by the way. I have sat here dutifully, quietly, with the patience of Job, dare I say. Well, maybe not quite as patient as Job, but pretty patiently. And I have heard knock after knock about millennials. And it'd be one thing if he was just, broad brushing about the generation, because I agree with a lot of people there, but when he groups me into there, he starts playing me Barney clips and all sorts of things. it came time to fight back. You can only take it for so long. So, I'm giving him a taste of his own medicine, which he needs in many ways today.
Oh, them's fighting words.
Well, he can work all of those fight urges out at
WWE.
Whatever it is.
Exactly, yeah.
Seeing big men in panties flinging each other around, that's got to be exciting.
The big top story is the women's division this year. They'll probably headline WrestleMania.
That's the reason he's going.
Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, the man.
Is Ronda Rousey going to be there?
I don't know if she'll be at the event here Sunday. She's on the Raw brand, and that's who's in town, so maybe she will be.
I'm hip enough to know, Joey, that the C Spire tech movement is taking over the area. That's because the Southeast and Mid-South, we're looking at future here now, can't compete for the tech jobs of the future without proper resources or training. And this is where C Spire, that's the letter C, S-P-I-R-E, is making a difference, investing in the education and infrastructure and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in tech. Sadly, only 10% of our high school